Your worship is like a warship that engineers your life to sail or sink. How it's driven depends on you, the sailor. I hear someone say I don't want to change my sound preference because my friends would feel I'm not in vogue. Well, I'm becoming to sound like holy. Let me tell you something. It is better for you to be holy and even holier to receive from the holiest. Because when situation arises, that song you feel made you less from your peers would raise you up from your bed. Don't be damned with lyrics that only want you to settle for your worldly race. When words fail you, when friends and family let you down, those spiritual songs will motivate your strength and faith. We call ourselves Christians, but we've pitched beyond the melody and power in the song. Some worship just needs your total submission so as to evolve around your life. Some worship needs honesty. There's this popular song in Yoruba, Kosiyo, Kosiyo, Osobasota Bibe. In English, it means there is no God like you. But do you really believe there is no God like him? If you do, why do you still doubt him and visit that cleric someone said is good? It would sort your financial problems. It would sort your marital problem. It would sort your child barrenness. Why do you still visit that herbalist? Drew the answer fast. My mother would say something in Yoruba. The devil would give something to you, but would use it to collect your entire head. That's what it means. Really. You should try asking Solomon how he got his gifts. Worship pushes God to ask what exactly it is you want. Worship is spiritual. Worship is consensual. But at that moment, you and God are having a spiritual agreement. You are happy. He is happy. You are yearning for something and is willing to ask, what is it you want, my dear? What is it I would give you? But until you believe it's spiritual and it's an unusual phenomenon, it begins to work wonders for you. Before you took a step in life, it was there to validate her through you. If you don't worship or praise, there have been uncountable souls erupting with praises and worship. But of what good are you if you can't take cognizance of the goodness and mercies he showered upon your life? Worship is power. Thank you very much for listening. You're still on God's Breed with Alausa Oyinkosola. God bless you.